So it's particularly appropriate that I'm standing in the cobbler's while the lady is working on footwear in a different part of the UK down in London. So I'm looking at a representation of how it would have been on the high street. And it truly is quite remarkable. There's the lasts, the nails, the glue, I'm going to take a picture, put that up as well. But what a brilliant, brilliant recreation of a street. Just been past the chemist, smelt that, the smallest pub, and we walk on past the tailors and down towards the cinema. So continuing my walk around the Milton Keynes Museum, and it really is a recreated life from 40, 50 years ago. The old display cabinets, the vending machines, the packets. And what I love about this museum, and it's blown me away, is that you can actually touch some of the artifacts that they have. You can interact with it. So in the week where I was at the British Museum and looking behind the displays, behind the cabinets, here is a totally different experience. A cold one, mind you. It could do with a bit more heating in certain places, but truly a window into history preserved for the people of Milton Keynes and those of us who are lucky enough to be able to pay a visit. Seems particularly apt to stroll through the Congregational Church on the way out with an organ marked Finsbury Park, London. There we go. Not quite finished in the museum yet, just got a last stroll through Milton Keynes as we farm and into the exhibit Feeding Animals in Winter. Let's just have a look here. I think I just stepped on a Frisian, getting out of that room quickly. So the Frisian's still going for it, but I made a run to the end of the exhibit and looking at my watch, it must be time for lunch. We've worked up quite an appetite on our story-making walk. Phenomenal place. Milton Keynes Museum. Didn't even know it existed, but well worth a visit, so it's definitely going on the to-do list.